The two-sentence statement from the Big Top Chautauqua Board of Directors says they've accepted Nelson's resignation and apology. Board President Ruth Getz won't say what the apology said, but says they wish him well.
We will always cherish the gift of his songs and his shows, and thank him for inspiring the magic that is Big Top Chautauqua.
Performers who play under the big blue tent overlooking Lake Superior say this is an unhappy day. Musician Phil Anich has been performing with Nelson since the Big Top opened near Bayfield in 1985.
Well, I was reflecting back, as we all have, you know, with these, you know, this tragedy. I don't know how else to describe it. However, I'm optimistic that life's a long time and there's still plenty to go here, so I'm not closing any doors permanently on anything, you know.
Anich says Big Top house show attendance was up 30% this summer without Nelson. They intend to continue Nelson's vision that brought this 19th century venue into the 21st century.
We're doing something meaningful that leaves people feeling good about life.
In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
When my death angel is riding, I think of every sweet song.